Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This is the All Local. I'm David Rankin. Eighth straight day, Dallas County reporting over 1,000 new cases of coronavirus. And one commissioner is worried about the speed of test results.
1,164 new cases were reported in Dallas County today, as well as 9 new deaths. Commissioner John Wiley Price is concerned with testing result turnarounds at the Ellis Davis Fieldhouse. Because it is federally funded, results take up to 10 days. But because the testing site at the University of Dallas in Irving is paid for by the city and county in conjunction with a private vendor, results there come back in 2 to 3 days. Price wants both treated the same.
What is the cost to operate Ellis Davis? What is the cost for each one of these tests to be able to do that same 2 to 3 day turnaround and contract with the lab in Austin?
Today's numbers bring the total number of cases in the county to over 31,445 deaths. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A doctor at UT says the number of new cases of coronavirus is growing too fast to safely reopen schools this fall. Lauren Ansel Myers says local leaders would have to take action now to try and stop the spread before fall classes begin.
Even if you slam on the brakes today, essentially, we'll still see a rise in cases before we see it start to subside, because there's sort of pent-up infection in our community.
She says if the school year started now, schools of 500 students would have about 4 kids show up infected with coronavirus. If school started August 18th, transmission at the current pace, up to 20 kids would come in with a virus. And a new record of stay-at-home orders, only 3 kids would have the virus. Classes at Paul Quinn College will be online only in the fall. The school won't hold any in-person classes during the fall semester. It's part of their efforts to protect students from COVID. College President Dr. Michael Sorrell says this college is also getting rid of most of the fees that students have to pay.
We'll keep the health charge because we provide students 24-hour telehealth medical care. And we knew our students needed that. So we have a technology fee, which obviously we needed to keep. And then we just charge for tuition. Everything else we stripped away.
He says the college will also provide laptop computers and Wi-Fi hotspots to students that need them. The governor extends that proclamation for the disaster declaration for the entire state. He originally made this declaration March 13th to give the state more resources. An update on a story we brought to you earlier about a dog in Tarrant County. It's the first in the state to test positive for coronavirus. Dr. Andy Schwartz is a Texas state veterinarian. He says, pet owners, you don't have to be obsessive about it.
I think it's just good to use common sense with your pets. And again, we're not recommending that people have their pets tested. If they have COVID-19 and their pet is ill, we would urge them to call their veterinarian and discuss it with their veterinarian. And we would ask their private veterinarian to rule out other diseases that may be causing those signs of illness in the pet. Then they're free to consult with us, the Texas Animal Health Commission. We're working together with the Texas Department of State Health Services in a One Health approach, and we will be glad to visit with that veterinarian and see if that dog or cat or other pet if testing would be warranted in that case. And if it is, there's a testing lab here in Texas that's set up and ready to do that. So just get that word out. It's not to panic, not to rush out and get your test dog or cat tested by any means, but if you have COVID and there's the pet's ill, then seek veterinary care with your regular practitioner and let him or her take it from there.
The experts say the dog here in North Texas may have caught COVID from its owners. In Parker County, a sheriff's deputy shot multiple times had to be rushed to the hospital for surgery. He helped Reno officers with a call about a possible shooter in Parker County. Police say two officers, a sheriff's deputy and the Reno officer, got hurt. Both of them expected to recover. Campaign that started to buy meals from local restaurants and deliver them to coronavirus wards and hospitals. It's now growing to serve the same people who lost their job when restaurants had to shut down.
Chop House Burger in downtown Dallas is now serving 200 free meals a day to restaurant workers, bartenders, and hotel workers. Chief Executive Nafiz Alam says he wanted to help the people who helped him grow his business.
All our neighbors that are here that lost a job, they're our good paying customers. Their good days, they were here spending a ton of money.
The 7740 Dallas campaign started to keep restaurants like that in business, buying meals and delivering them to hospitals. The campaign's Jacob Tindall says restaurant closures have also forced layoffs at businesses up the supply chain.
It is definitely a domino effect. It affects so many industries.
7740 Dallas says 100% of donations are used to buy meals. They're using a donation from the investment firm Hoke Global to pay for these meals and hope to get enough to expand the project to the rest of the Metroplex. We've got a link at KRLD.com. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Early voting in the primary runoff ends today. Collin County's elections administrator Bruce Sherbet says he expects the turnout to be about 5%, which is better than expected for a primary.
It has been challenging, but overall, a pretty smooth process. Our workers have just been excellent, and voters have been excellent. Everybody, for the most part, across the board, have worn protection, and things have gone very smoothly overall.
Election day is Tuesday. A lot of Texans got extra money in their unemployment checks. You probably won't have to pay it back.
The Texas Workforce Commission overpaid about 46,000 Texans a whole lot of money, $32 million to be exact, and the state would like it back. But here's the deal. If the overpayment error was the state's fault, you don't have to pay that money back. And that's thanks to a court order that dates back to 1978. It's unclear at this point how many people were overpaid because of a TWC error. People who were overpaid because of a reporting error on their part must give the money back. And if fraud is involved, they could have to pay an additional 15% penalty. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.